bridge was presented.
Two tracks down.
Well, there's something like that.
Yeah, the road is actually not that's right. That bad up to Fleming Bridge.
Mm-hmm. They just blighted it and said, I'm in shape. And the kid guy did a good job. But it's really the road did a really good job.
Much running.
But there's nothing on right now. But up past there,
yeah,
it's okay from Fleming up to
not good.
Actually, the Knox Hill was not that bad, but once you got past that, it was pretty awful.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's good for her. She does soccer. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
She's in the thing.
It did flow well.
How are you?
Doing well. You?
She's 14, isn't
it? I think it's
great. Oh, they're going.
So, yeah,
it's in town. So.
Usually sits where
I see it. They nail it.
That would just happen.
They call it a set of
dogs. There you go, box gear.
I can see through the glasses. How's Monica?
Good.
Good.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Thank you. 26 o'clock.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
So he's moved on.
Drop off at Springdale?
No. He's taking a bicycle and going.
Yeah.
Change eventually, right?
Can't watch pot never boils.
Oh no.
Oh yes, it does. Just watch.
See? We call this meeting to order. If you stand to say the pledge, and I'm going to ask our undersheriff to lead us in the pledge.
Do I have to sing it?
Yes. No. No. Please, no.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
You betcha.
I'm still looking for God to give the kid the words. It's time to forgive under pressure.
First item on the agenda, I do welcome everybody tonight. Ask if you'd all sign up on the sign up sheet out in the foyer. And when you speak, this includes the council, speak clearly and loud enough that the recorder's going to pick it up, please. First item on the agenda is to approve the minutes from the April 20th, 2026 regular city council meeting.
Mr. Mayor, I make a motion to approve the minutes from the 4/20/26 regular city council meeting.
Is there a second?
I'll second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the April 20th, 2026 regular city council meeting. Any other further comments? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion's carried. Okay. Sheriff Ronneberg, you are up next.
Okay. So for the month of April, we had 79 complaints in the city, 104 out in the county, 53 from I-90. 8 came from MHP, 15 were referred to other agencies for a total of 259. We opened 2 cases in the city, 4 in the county for a total of 6, and are up 5 citations in the city, 12 in the county for a total of 17. So I guess March kind of news for March. March went along pretty good. Kind of steady by jerks, as always. But everything's been running pretty smooth and not a whole lot going on. We did have our first fatality of the year. Well, first car fatality of the year just on Sunday. So that was kind of a bad one. Let's see. I took possession of a new patrol vehicle for myself and Ron coming up. So that's, we're back on schedule. Instead of having to replace two, trying to catch up from COVID, now we're all caught up, and now we can start one vehicle a year coming through. So a lot of my officers have been to training last couple of months, actually. I've got kind of one or two gone right now to training. And then I guess the biggest thing through our office is we're getting a lot of scam complaints and actually victims as well. So, you know, just everybody needs to be aware of all the different ways that people are trying to take advantage of you through your phone, through the internet, Facebook, all sorts of stuff. Any way they can get to you, they're going to. They're getting more and more sophisticated, so pay attention to the site that it came from. If you're not used to that, it's probably a scam. That's about all I got for March, or April, or whatever the heck month it is. It was April.
Yeah. Do council have any questions or?
Yeah, when you say you're all cut up on vehicles, and you got one a year, are you talking about resurrecting one a year out of the dead fleet, or the?
No, retiring one of the active patrol vehicles, and either moving the retired vehicle to the reserve, or selling it. So, and I think this year we'll probably end up we're going to sell an old Explorer that I forgot about that she was sold about 3 years ago. And then we might sell another vehicle. But within, you know, all my mechanical problems this year, we've had to resurrect those back into patrol while the other vehicles are getting fixed quite a little bit too. So, but that's kind of the way it either, you know, and we can either sub it up, you know, sell it to or give it to another state or county or city entity, or just have sheriff's auction and sell it. So the last few we just sold outright. And you go in for a sealed bid, we'll advertise it. You go into clerk or recorder's office with a sealed bid, and at the end date, they open the bids, the highest bid wins.
So, going back to norm would be purchasing one new unit a year?
Yeah.
That's paid by the county, right?
Yeah, that's by the county through this. And that money's paid out of the capital improvements.
I had a question for you. Vehicles or trailers or things that do not have current plates on them.
Right.
Whose responsibility is that? And I'm kind of looking at you and also our mayor.
Yeah.
You know, as an example, on 4th, there's this big, huge, rusty old trailer, and it's just metal. There's nothing on it. There's no plates on it. Just looks junky.
Yeah.
Nobody parks there, so it's not really taking up somebody's parking spot, but in general, throughout the city, there are areas that have more vehicles than others, so where does that fall in terms of what we do about that and how you get that out of there?
To the junk vehicle person.
So,
I have talked to Lana King. She's kind of responsible for ordinance enforcement.
Okay.
About that specific trailer.
Mm-hmm.
and I haven't heard back from her. It's been quite some time ago.
Yeah. Normally, too, sorry to interrupt you, Justin, but normally we'll go out and tag them,
mm-hmm.
and they have, you know, 72 hours to a week to get a move, or the
junk guy.
They get the junk vehicle person takes them up to the airport for crush to get crushed.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we, as far as I knew, we didn't have a junk vehicle person for quite a few years now, and so that tow, you know, handlers would be expensive to get that unless there was another contract to be able. Brian Sotto might be the junk vehicle person, I'm not sure. So I just heard that today.
I'll check in on that tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, because I told people they have 5 days to get their trash off the street. I've had two towed before I knew that I was supposed to tell them they had 5 days. But they've been expired since 2021, so.
Yeah.
And I told them, but it's at your expense. Now, whether it ended up being, I don't know. It was probably on the county. But I'm going to address the trailer frame, and I think the car behind it's mm-hmm. expired too.
Yep.
So I'll be addressing that if I can get a hold of that guy tomorrow morning. So I don't carry a cutting torch with me anymore. It's like scrapping.
Are we still, that stuff getting thrown up at the airport in the storage yard? Is that what it goes?
Yeah, in that storage yard until they get enough to bring the crusher in.
Thank you.
Yep.
Anything else from the county or from the council for the sheriff? Anybody in the public?
There's a semi on 2nd Street that's older than I am and it has a plate on it, but no tags.
The thing is, I'm running
new tire time. Shop at the end of that cul-de-sac thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think that just got dumped there. There's no way that thing runs.
Yeah.
It's all rusted up. No batteries or anything in it.
Yep.
Anything else for the chair?
There's also a couple vehicles on 7th and Busha. Expired tags from 23-24, and one of them got crushed by a tree.
That's the black one, right?
Yeah, the black Chevy Avalanche. Yeah. And then there's also two abandoned, what you call them, trailers, camper, just at Bridger Creek.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah,
that's being dealt with.
Is that okay?
Yeah. The guy that put them there is in jail currently down in Yellowstone County. With a ticket for illegal dumping in our county.
Okay.
But it's still
that's not the reason he's in jail.
No. Looking at those two, there's probably another reason behind it. But.
Okay. All right. Anything else for the sheriff? Okay. We'll move on to the next. Christopher, Public Works Report.
All right, I'll start out with water. West Tech was on site all last week, and they ended up putting 5 days in. All of our hardware and software has been updated for running the water treatment plant and the wastewater system. New SCADA systems in. We do now have a secondary alarm system. So we have our primary, then there's a secondary that runs off radio waves backup system. So got antennas on all the sites. They changed a lot of stuff, our controls, just down the layout of the plant. You know, we run everything basically by HDMI or a HD screen. But it's a lot cleaner and set up nicely. It's a nice system. There's more levels of security in it, so we're safer that way than we were before. So everything's up to date now. West Tech has since they put that in originally, they've actually gone through controls within the company and set up standards for all their stuff, so now it's all standardized. Before it was one programmer did it this way and another programmer did it this way, so it's kind of a mess. But they've standardized everything, so in the future everybody will know how to fix it and what needs to happen. Sewer, nothing's really happening. Streets, we've construction's on site. We've been here since last week, getting everything prepped and ready for paving. Concrete guys moved in today. Going to start doing some of the aprons at the alleys and some of the valley and the valley gutters. So it'll take them a couple weeks to get all those done, and then scheduled for pavers the week of the 18th. So that should only take a few days, to probably like 2 days, I'm guessing, to knock all that out if they have enough trucks. When that paving contractor's here, I'm probably going to have them come through and patch some areas where we dug in some service lines. I've got some large gravel spots that need to be fixed, and I don't know if we'll have time to dig them out and get it done, so I'm just going to have a contractor check on those and get them taken care of. Other than that, we did some patching with some of the bag mix. We haven't fired up the DuraPatcher yet, but hopefully in the next couple week or two we'll be able to get freed up and get a crew out patching. But we've got a lot of spring prep work to do, get stuff ready. Bring me to the pool. We'll have to start getting that cleaned up and ready because it's open May 27th. So that's always a good week of cleanup and preparation for that thing. I was planning on burning the transfer site burn pile on April 22nd. But, we had forecasted 55 mile an hour winds, and I became a chicken, and kind of glad I did after that. So I'll just coordinate it. Hopefully, a meeting or drill night with the fire department will get it done that day. So either next week or 2 weeks from then, try to get that thing done. And then I got an email from Bomber Mountain this morning, and they will be here mid-June to do the demolition of City Hall.
Hello.
That's all I got.
No trouble.
Any questions for Chris from the council? The public have any questions for our public works director? Nothing? All right. Thank you, Chris. Okay.
Mr. Mayor, I'd make a motion for informal consideration of all the remaining agenda items.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded to have informal consideration on the remaining agenda items. Any discussion amongst the council? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion is carried. All right. Jason Hauge, you're up next.
Wonderful.
Workers' comp.
Is this okay right here?
Yeah, just come.
Okay, perfect. All right, so I made some copies of what the proposal was, but I see that Hope was already very fruition and got those. But so you guys had reached out for local agents to quote the work comp insurance for the city. I can say that I really appreciate that you guys ended up going with me. A little background on myself, it doesn't get more local than me for insurance. I'm a little new to the game, but born and raised here. I'm a fifth generation of Big Timber of Sweetgrass County. Moved away for about 18 years, and then been back with my wife and daughter and family for a little over three. So, like I said, you don't find a more local agent than me, and we're just right down the road from the city hall right now. Was very glad to be able to accept this and be able to give you guys a quote. So upon reaching out, once Hope gave me all the numbers, I reached out to four different companies that write work comp. As a broker at Key Insurance, we do have availability to go to more than just one company. So including Montana State Fund, which was, we ended up going with. I reached out to Liberty Mutual, Travelers, Chubb, which is a one we write a lot of commercial insurance for. unfortunately, they do not write city employees. Montana State Fund, however, did know of the disbandment of the co-op that you guys were in. So they hopped on the train very early with that. So Montana State Fund actually is the only company right now in the state of Montana that will write city employee stuff besides other co-ops that might be out there. So for the numbers that Hope gave me, it was what we call an apples to apples quote from what you guys had. Gave the report that you guys were going to report quarterly for the payroll. And actually, I think we came in, I think, a little cheaper than what you guys were paying. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you guys were around $5,000 a quarter. So your guys are around 20-ish, 17 to 20-ish, but we did come under the 17 mark with Montana State Fund at $16,471.61. And that is based on the quarter payroll that Hope provided me. So if you guys do accept this quote, it will go into effect as of 7-1. And I did do a little brief write-up. Workers' comp is kind of an interesting insurance to cover. So for those that don't know, workers' comp covers, it provides financial protection for both the employer and the employees when a work-related injury or illness occurs. It ensures that employees receive medical and wage benefits while protecting the employer from most injury-related lawsuits. The big one is obviously the medical coverage. The work comp pays for all reasonable and necessary medical care related to a workplace injury or occupational disease, including doctor's visits, specialist care, hospital treatment and surgery, prescription, physical therapy, medical equipment. Kind of, there's a big long list that I have here. this coverage begins immediately after injury after the employee suffers. Wage replacement. If an employee cannot work due to a covered injury, work comp provides partial wage replacement. That includes temporary total disability. That's when the employee cannot work at all for a period. And there's also temporary partial disability, and that's when the employee can work but with reduced hours or duties. And then there's also permanent disability benefits, and that's if the injury results in a lasting impairment that they cannot no longer do their job. Workers' comp through Montana State Fund also provides return to work support. So those programs can include modified or light duty work options through the city, transitional work plans to be able to coordinate into that work, whether it takes a little bit of training, whatever, some extra hours, the coordination with the medical providers, and that helps the employees return safely to their actual job of what they are doing, whether they take some desk time or whatever. And then just kind of as described in the quote there, the limits are $100,000 for bodily injury by accident, $100,000 for each employee, and then as a total there's $500,000 for injury by disease. And apparently that's a little bit more than just normal work injuries. And then last but not least, it does provide death and survivor benefits. So if a workplace injury does result in a death or a work comp, provides there's funeral expenses, and then there's ongoing support to dependents. That's kind of a gray area. I'm not exactly sure what that covers, but it, you know, I would assume like back to work for the family, stuff like that. Like I said, I would hope that we would never have that through the city or have to deal with this little ongoing. And then the other one that's kind of cool that Montana State Fund provides is what they call vocational rehabilitation. If an employee cannot return to their previous job, Montana State Fund may cover job retaining, career counseling, and skills to benefit. Once again, that's another gray area of just, it really depends on what is going on. And then, like I said, all these numbers that Hope provided me of the payroll and stuff like that is exactly to the number of what was of last year. So, and that is my presentation for the NERCOM for the city.
All right, thank you, Jason. Yeah. Council have any questions about the state fund?
I don't have any questions about it. This will go on to an agenda in a future meeting where we approve this.
Right. He's just presenting.
Yeah, I just presented what I found for you guys as far as availability, and unfortunately there just isn't a whole lot of availability besides Montana State Fund. But
thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, Jason. Okay. Next item on the agenda is Sarah Drakey.
Hi, guys. My name is Sarah Drakey. My husband and I are asking the city to replace one of our three trees that were removed due to the water main project on East 8th Street. We were notified 2-3 years ago that our one by the water shutoff would need to be removed. That was removed. And then in April, Chris notified us that two more of our remaining big trees needed to be removed. So now we have no trees, and they weren't little trees. So I am asking if City Council will pay for one burlap tree to be planted back on our property to help with shade and our landscaping. I provided late today the quote from Blake Nursery. If you don't have it, I can email it out to everybody. But also pictures of the trees and everything. I think you guys received all that. So I'm just asking for one, not three. I did talk to the tree board. They will not give us a tree this year because the street isn't completed. Once the street's completed, they'll think about it. But because our boulevard is not defined right now, we were denied. So I did go that route. So.
Is this one of the streets where the curb and gutter is going to be going in shortly?
There's no curbs.
No curbs.
That's pushing.
So we don't have plans for curb and gutter, though?
No, you guys chose not to do curb and gutter on this project.
Right.
Yeah, I have a 4-foot drop, literally a 4-foot drop in the front of my lawn. We don't know. We can't figure out how that's going to look either, but I just want a tree.
Well, I don't have the what was the cost of the tree?
Oh, the cost of the tree was, you can have this. It was $715.50, and that's from Blake's. No one else will come to Big Timber to plant a tree. And I don't want a little sapling tree, since we had three over 70-foot trees removed. So, yeah.
What was the cost again?
$715.50. So is this on city or is this?
It's on city property.
Yeah. City property.
Mm-hmm. My thing is, if this was planned, in my opinion, a little bit better, I would have known 2 years ago that all three trees would be taken and I wouldn't have watered and maintained those two remaining trees. But I was just told
that 3 years ago?
Yeah, so I think it was 3 years ago. Chris, you could correct me if I'm wrong, or was it two?
It was 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
The first tree got taken out.
Yeah. So it's been tore up that long.
The water project went through.
I don't see it as two projects. I was told it's two separate projects, the water replacement, the main lines, and then the street replacement was a second project. to me, you tear up the street to replace the water. That's all one project and one budget and one, but yeah, I mean.
But I mean, it wasn't like physically taken off the property, right? It was on city property.
Well, it was on Boulevard, yeah. It was on easement, yeah. But I paid for the water to maintain the trees.
Well, if I could just comment, I went and looked this spring before the trees were taken out. Those trees are right on the curb line.
Yes.
Or were. According to city code, trees and sidewalks that are trees in the boulevard or the sidewalks are the adjacent landowner's responsibilities to care for them.
Yeah, they're my responsibility to take care of them, but you have the right to remove them.
Because they're on city property.
Right.
Your property pins are probably about 10 feet from that red line that was painted.
20, actually.
Those are 20 feet? Okay.
Yeah, it's a boulevard, so it's 20.
Okay. So.
But if.
The trees have to come out.
How old would you say these trees are? Nine trees.
They're probably 30 years, maybe.
30 years old. Mm-hmm.
30, 40. I don't know. I didn't count the rings.
Yeah, so they're pretty well established.
Yeah.
They're not going anywhere.
I did talk to Billings Nursery and Cashman's in Bozeman, but they won't plant in big timber. So I was trying to get you guys three quotes, but yeah, they no luck. I do have a broken sprinkler line again, so but Chris is very nice and will fix that for me.
But it broke?
Yeah, it broke again, so.
Just get it fixed.
Yeah, like I said, I'm not, so.
There's a lot of one that block.
Yeah, so. Any question?
So this tree is already grown to.
It's a burlap tree, yeah. So it's not a little sapling, it's a little bigger, yeah. It's still not a full, of course, shade tree, but that's the biggest that we can do, so. The biggest that I would be comfortable paying for myself, that's how I felt, so, yeah.
I mean, I did talk to a place that came into town, and they're doing the old turtle, it's going to be called now, but I did speak with them, and they said for them to come out, it's going to be a $5,000 tree. Yeah. And I said, no, that's not going to be floppy. So.
Yeah.
Could sneak down and borrow one of theirs. I think there's enough they wouldn't probably even notice.
That's recorded.
Off the record, right, under short here. So.
Yeah.
He said he didn't see me enough. So. What if we split the cost with you?
I can do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Think about that. Mike, if we split the cost. I make a what?
What kind of tree are we looking to put in there?
It's a linden.
Mm-hmm. It's a shade tree. To be honest, I asked Sandy, I said, what tree is a good shade tree? And she said, these are the only two that I recommend in our drought situation right now. So
they do well here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Mr. Mayor, I make a motion to split the cost of the $715.50 with Sarah to cover the cost for the tree, replace the tree.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to split the cost on the $715.50 tree with Sarah. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed, no. Motion has carried then.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I was just joking about borrowing the tree.
Don't need to, no.
No, but you can have it.
Thank you.
Okay, Chris, next thing's the Bomber Mountain demo contract extension.
Bomber Mountain sent a letter to the city, you guys have a copy here, requesting additional time on their contract to complete the City Hall demolition. And we proposed that they get until June 30th to complete the demolition.
That was the original?
The original was they should have had it done by March 31st.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But the asbestos came up, the asbestos issue, and then there was a couple of indecisions at council meetings that pushed it back even farther. So I think it's fair to, I mean, it's got to get done, so I think it's fair to get it done. It'll be done in this fiscal year.
The original contract allowed about 2 months to complete the job, and this will give them about 2 months to get it done.
Yeah.
But you said they're not starting until the mid-June?
Correct, but they're aware of the extension deadline now.
Okay.
June 30th. I told them that the farthest they'd likely get is June 30th, and then they set that mid-June arrival date. Today, so if they have enough containers and haul off outfits, they'll have it done in a couple of days. It won't take much.
You don't foresee anything else that could hold it up?
I'm not gonna
see how you did that.
Yeah.
In my world,
yeah.
But Jim did draft this amendment
contract
too, so.
I don't like how they wrote in here due to weather. We've had the nicest winter ever.
Yeah.
I know we've had some wind.
Well, actually, it was weather in some of their. Actually, the asbestos guys got shut down for a week because of the wind. Because they couldn't be up there in their Tyvek suits, I guess, flying around in the breeze. But that was one of them. But
yeah.
Right. I'll make a motion to approve the extension to June 30th for Bomber Mountain demo contract.
Second.
It's actually July 1st.
It will be completed
by July 1st.
July 1st, yeah.
All right.
Maybe just go ahead and say First Amendment to the City Hall demo contract.
I make a motion to approve the First Amendment to City Hall demolition contract.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the First Amendment to the City Hall demo contract. Any further discussion from the council? Any public comment on this? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion has carried. All right, we're all ready to claims, payroll, and overtime.
Just to give you a warning, there'll be quite a bit of overtime for last week, mostly Austin. He spent a lot of hours with the rest of the guys after they worked too late.
Okay. So
it was actually in April that we were returning our time sheet, so we don't have
to. House the alarm situation.
It's the board.
No alarms?
No alarms on board.
Good.
Is there pretty significant training needed for the new system?
No, not really. No,
okay.
It's just trying to figure out. It's actually simpler looking at pictures.
So it's all
make sure the colors are
right.
Different. We actually changed some colors already because I didn't like that kit. So I wanted green is good, not white is good. Green is good. Green is awesome. But they really went away from the green and the reds and the displays because there's a lot of red, green, colored blindness out there.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion that we approve the claims, payroll, and overtime for April 2026.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the claims, payroll, and overtime for April 2026. Any further comments? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion has carried. Okay, any public comment on items that were not on the agenda? One more time.
Mayor.
Mr. Duval.
Were we doing the for the engineering?
Oh.
Were we discussing that at all or no?
Not tonight. The building committee has drafted some questions for those three finalists. And they're going to be interviewed next week?
13th.
That was the first one I know.
There's two on that day.
Yeah. So, and then they'll bring their recommendation to the full council. Okay. Any other public comment for the third time? There being none.
Mr. Mayor, make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to adjourn the meeting. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
Yeah.
Meeting adjourned.
That's the fastest one.
Thank you, everyone, for coming.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for leaking the plan.
I had to see Mike Sherman anyway. I don't know if he was.
Made his day.
You've done stuff already.
How did you get that list?
Christian Carroll folks are not here.
What?
Christian Carroll folks are here. I just want to see what pretty hard it was.
Well,
I didn't let him inside.
I feel better than
I don't even want to work that way. Show me outside. I kind of describe what it was.
I
think
they
don't want to turn on this.
My name is Mark.
Mark.
Nice to meet you.
Jim,
Ron,
how are you?
Doing well. I'm on the radar.
Director of meetings, so I don't want to take a chance that you're going to open it up.